Hello, I'm Andrew Tarkin. You're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today, we head to Hong Kong's West Kowloon Cultural District to visit a newly constructed museum space that aspires to embody Asia's rich visual culture. Our guide is Monocle's Nina Millo.
A new silhouette has appeared on Hong Kong's skyline, an architectural gem which shines a spotlight on the city's West Kowloon Peninsula. Designed by architecture firm Herzog & de Meuron in partnership with TFP Farrells and Arup, the building is Hong Kong's new M+ Museum, the first global museum of contemporary visual culture in Asia, which is set to open to the public at the end of 2021. Located in Hong Kong's West Kowloon Cultural District on the Victoria Harbour waterfront, the 65,000 square meter building, which was completed last December, stands out by its unique structure. Two monumental rectangular volumes, a narrow vertical tower, stacked on top of an extensive horizontal podium. The building's facade, made of a dark green glazed ceramic, reflects the light in ever-changing shades, while protecting it from Hong Kong's heat and humidity. And at night, the museum tower's south front lights up in a 110-meter-long and 65-meter-high LED screen, projecting images from the museum's collections, a colorful contribution to the city's notorious nightscape. Right below the screen, atop of the podium, a beautifully designed roof garden connected to the museum's cafe provides visitors an outdoor space for a break while enjoying a breathtaking view of Victoria Harbour and Hong Kong Island. The building's architectural feats are not limited to its exterior. A distinctive yet unnoticeable feature of the building is that it's built atop of two major subway tunnels, an architectural constraint which, initially, posed a significant challenge to design and construction. Using this obstacle as a point of departure, architects managed to turn what was presented as a handicap into a strength. Through remarkable engineering, the building's massive structure is supported by five steel elements encased in concrete framework, preventing it from bearing down on the tunnels. And instead of leaving this anchoring space of the building unused, architects imagine it as a found space, which will host the museum's rotating dynamic installations. Cut open atop of this space, a giant light well was created by massive cutaways in the floor plates and the skylights to connect the basement, the ground floor, and the podium level, where most of the museum's 33 exhibition galleries are located. From the light well uniting the museum's three levels to the interlinked galleries, everything in the building was conceived to be open and interconnected, inviting natural light in and offering visitors a fluid experience of the exhibitions. Overall, the architecture of the building reflects what M+ aspires to embody: a modern, diverse, and open space inspired by and dedicated to Asia's rich visual culture. Set to make Hong Kong a key destination for art and culture in Asia, M+ also doubtlessly becomes one of the most iconic architectural landmarks of the city.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Nina Millo for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.